Let's get started. We're learning Shulchan Aruch of here, Simon Aleph. We're in Sif Beis. Sif Beis and Gimel and Dalet go together. Really, to the end of the Simon is all one Indian, but I'll kapan on these three mamash go together. So let's read them straight, the Mechabers, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah afterwards. Sif Beis. Hamashkim lifchanin lifnei boiroi. A person, we said he should be he's Ka'ari, he should get up in the morning, lifnei ha-shachar. So we're talking about this early riser, what's he going to do in the morning in his avodas Hashem? So he's mashkem lifchanin, lifnei bayroi, to be mishchanin, to beg Hashem for the Chorban and the Golos. So we should be mechabel at tefillah. So when is a good time to get up? Yechave mashois shemishtanois hamishmaris. He should try to daven these tefillahs for the Beis Hamikdash and the Golos at the times when the mishmaris switch. But there are certain times in the night, if you divide the night into thirds, so then each third of the night is a eis ratzai. Shein b'shlish halayla, the first third of the night, or the soif shnei shlishei halayla, after the end of the two-thirds of the night, and then the soif halayla, at the end of the night, which means, I guess, just before daybreak, or before dawn, then a person, that's the one a person should try to say his tefilos. She had tefilah, she is palo do'ezana sho'ez ala chorben v'ala galos v'tsuya. That the tefilah that a person says on the chorben and the galos at that time is Ritzuya is Niskabel, and Sif Gimel now. We just finished Sif Beis. We're going to go right to now in Sif Gimel. So we're talking about the person who gets up early in Eved Hashem. So he should be Mispal in these times of Eitz Ratzayin. And also, as we're talking about being Mispal for the Chorban and the Galus, so then Sif Gimel, Rui Lechol Yari Shamayim, it's Rui for a Yari Shamayim. Not only should he be Mispal, which it seems any person could do, but there's another madrega that's something unique to a Yari Shemayim and Adam Gadol, Shehei Meitzar V'Doyeg Al Churban Beis HaMikdash, that a person should be Meitzar, he should feel tsar, he should feel pain, V'Doyeg, and concern, it should bother him, Al Churban Beis HaMikdash, which the Aruch HaShulchan explains this avoda is also something that a person does in the middle of the night when he gets up very early. But this is a madrega for Yeri Shemayim, the Rav explained to me, because these are already hergeshim of Rikshe Kodesh, that not a person, not just an average person, can bring himself to such Rikshe Kodesh. To be mischanin, to feel he's missing something, no, mimele. Anybody can ask for the binyan of the Beit HaMikdash to the end of the Taurus of Golas. That anybody can feel that he's missing something in Bimus Paul, but to have the Rigshe Kodesh of Meitzar V'Doyeg, that's already a madrega for Yeri Shemayim. Siv Dalet, let's go further. Toiv Me'at Tachanunim, these Tachanunim that we're discussing in Siv Beis, it's better to do a little bit of Tachanunim b'kavana, with Kavana, Meharbois B'loi Kavana, than a lot without Kavana. This is a klal gadol. We'll see that this is not only applicable to these tachanunim of the person who gets up in the wee hours of the morning. This is really relevant for any avodas Hashem, that quality always is always preferable over quantity. There's not such quality. We're talking about extra prayers over here, right? Yeah, when a person's obligated in the chur, okay, obviously quality is certainly demanded and expected, but I'll call upon him that you can't skimp on the quantity, because the quantity is obligatory. But here we're talking about there's no obligation in the quantity, and the question is just, is it better to say 10 chapters of Tehillim quickly, or to say 5 of them slowly? So the Shulchan Aruch says you should say 5 slowly. That's the ruling. That's the correct way to be an Eved Hashem, is quality over quantity when you're talking about what's not mandatory. Okay, so we saw these three sifim in Shulchan Aruch. The first sif we saw tonight, Sif Beis, says a person who was up early in the morning and he prays, there's certain times of the night that are an eis ratzayin to be miskabel, the tefillahs on the Chorban and the Golos. That's the first third, the second third, and at the end of the night. When Sif Beis, we talked about a Madrega of a Yeri Shemayim, Sif Gimel, excuse me, talked about a Madrega of a Yeri Shemayim, that he should not only be Mispalo, but he should be Meter V'Toyeg on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And we'll see, here the post can talk about Tikkun Chatzos. And then Sif Dalet, we said that a Kol Gadol in Avodas Hashem is that something that's optional, it's better to do a little bit with quality, with Kavana, than a lot without Kavana. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah on these dinim. We're up to Sif Katan Tes. So there wasn't any Mishnah Berurah in Sif Beis. So we're in Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Tes. Rui Lakoil. We said that every Yari Shamayim should feel pain and worry about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hava Mekubalim Harichu Me'oid Begoidol Maglis Kimas Chatzayt. So the Mekubalim, they speak at length about the tremendous, tremendous Maila of getting up at Chatzayt. But it's a very, very special mitzvah for a person to get up at Chatzayt and cry over the Churban. Ki Rabahi, it's a very great mitzvah. They bring down the Arizal, says that it's even greater than learning at that time. The Tikkun Chatzos is such a chashava avoida that if a person had a choice of learning or saying Tikkun Chatzos, he should say Tikkun Chatzos. Nochvar nitvas besidurim, that this extra prayer is printed in sidurim, maybe not all of the sidurim, but there are sidurim that have it. Nochvar nitvas besidurim seder hahanhaga al pi kispe harizal, how to do it properly. Period. Ozman Chatzos, who tamed, and now just how do we hedge in the time of Chatzos, who tamed the emsos halayla mamish. It's always in the middle of the night, whenever the night is from, let's say it's from Tesek Kavim until the Lois HaShachar, or from Shkia till Neis, however you hedge in it, but I'll call upon him, it's the middle point. So he's going to say 12 hours from the Chatzos of the daytime. It doesn't matter if it's a long night or short night. It's always going to be the median point. It'll be 12 hours from the daytime chatzos. I mean 12 hours of shoyz money. That's what I mean. The ace leaves oinen ala churbin. Now the time to feel this pain and mourning over the churbin. Nachin yaiser shia kaidem. Chatzos ma'ad. It should actually be a drop before Chatzos. I mean, Chatzos ve'elach yasek b'Torah. But from Chatzos on, he should be Isaac and Torah. But v'soiv ha'layla yavakesh tzurachav. So it's a three-step process over here. He can imagine staying up the whole night over here. Right before Chatzos, he says tikkun Chatzos. And then the whole night long, he learns Torah from Chatzos on. And then, when by the end of the night, now he's ready to ask for his own personal needs. He says some bakashas for himself. Now he's ready for shachar. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Now that we change the clocks, the chatzos could be 1 o'clock, it could be 1:30. Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're probably most familiar with it for Pesach. The Pesach Seder, yeah, you have to finish the Afikoman at least, or even the Howl by Chatzos.
Midnight
midday should be the same. That's right.
Whatever solar midday is,
so no, the earliest mincha is not exactly Chatzos because we have to wait half an hour. It'll be minus half an hour. I mean, usually in the Zmanim charts they say when Chatzos Yom is, so then it'll just be the same. Whatever Chatzos Yom is, it will be Chatzos Laila. Okay, let's see further. So we see these inyanim of Chatzos, halvai, we should be mekayim. It's good to know that even if a person doesn't say the whole tikkun Chatzos, if a person even would sit on the floor for a minute or say one chapter of Tehillim to say Al Naraz Bavel or to say Kapitel Ayin Tes, which is on the Chorban, Baal Goyim v'Nachlasecha, or anything, even to feel a tsar, even for a minute, it's already a godless, it's already an accomplishment that a person feels something. He's not just walking around like a, you know, with no rikshay kodesh, not any hergesh at all that he's missing something. So anything, hakol revach, it's certainly a good thing, even if he doesn't say the whole tikkun chatzos. Okay, but here we're seeing, I guess, what the ideal madrega is. Maybe it'll, you know, light a spark in us for something. So V'yesh Shomrim Oz, there was a minhag to say Shomrim LaBoker, which is just the name of a piyut. V'im hu karov l'hanei tachama, if it's close to Netzachama, yoyma ha-mizmairim, that there's two parts of the Tikkun Chatzos. There are Kinos and then there are Mizmurim, just Tehillim, chapters from Tehillim. So he says that if it's close to Nate and he's running out of time, what he should do is he should just say the Mizmurim. That seems to be the Iker Tikkun Chatzos. They call it Tikkun Leia. So that's the Iker Tikkun Chatzos is the Mizmurim. Vidalei got Kinos, he'll skip the Kinos, huh? They skip the kinos. I think that's called Tikkun Racham. I'm not so familiar with it, but it's something like that. Nachakach Yoimar Shomrim LeBaker, and then they say this piyut of Shomrim LeBaker, which I don't think has anything to do with Tikkun Chatzos. It's just that that's the time to say it. So if you're out of time, then you skip part of the Tikkun Chatzos and you say this Shomrim LeBaker. Okay, Shain, I don't know how Nagedus is taught. Well, Kalpanim, that's what they did. V'achar Tikkun Shir Mishnayos Kaidem L'Chol Davar. So after he finishes the Tikkun Chatzos, so then the priority of Limud is to learn Mishnayos. He doesn't mention here, but the Be'er Heitev brings down from the Arizal, the Mile of Mishnayos, he says, Shir Mishnayos Kedem L'Kol Davar, La'ideza Zeka L'Neshama, that through Limud of Mishnayos, a person is Zeka to the Neshama. Ki Mishnah, the word Mishnah is Oisya, is Neshama. So there's a Gvaldika Mile of learning Mishnayos, because a person is Zeka to Neshama. A little bit more on the Pashat Pshat of things that Dirsha brings down from the Chavetz Chaim in a different sefer called Akutim Amarim, that a person should learn Mishnayos because when a person gets to Shemayim, they're going to ask him if he learned Torah, if he knew the whole Torah. And when a person learns Mishnayos, he gets a broad knowledge of the whole Torah. So that's certainly, he says over there, they certainly need kind of Feherim on Mishnayos. So that you got to know. So Mimela, that's a priority when it comes to Limud, that a person should learn Mishnayos to get a broad spectrum of Kola Torah Kula. Fine. V'im Zacha, and if he's Zaycha, so then there's also this is a good time to learn in the middle of the night, is a good time to learn Kabbalah. Im Zacha l'chachmas ha'emes, Esahi Mesugelis Moid. That's a big segula to learn Kabbalah after Tikkun Chatzos. So okay, we're working on it. One step at a time. We have to see the madregas that we could reach over here, but so we know what we're aiming for. Achrenim Kiblu, the Achrenim have a Kabbalah. There's a different minhagim which time of year we say Tikkun Chatzos. It seems when the nights are very short, they were minhagim not to say Tikkun Chatzos, so then there were different Kabbalahs when exactly that applied. Ha'achrenim Kiblu, there was a Kabbalah in Ha'achrenim, Mishichvi Adkumi, it's a simon, from Shichvi Haino Mishavuais, Sha'imrim Shichvi, that we lay in Megillus Ruth, and in Megillus Ruth we say Shichvi, Ad Tisha B'Av, until Tisha B'Av, Sha'imrim Kumi, that we say Kumi Roni B'Laila, and the Megillus Eicha, Lakum B'Laila. So in other words, B'Kitzu, the time is from Shavuos until Tisha B'Av, then you don't have to get up at night and say Tikkun Chatzos. The nights are too short. The Yesh Armim, some say it's a little bit longer Zman, Mites Vav B'Av, from Tu B'Av Ad, Mites Vav B'Iyar, Yakum. Then there's a time to get up, from that whole Zman, from Tu B'Av until Tes Vav Iyar, that whole Zman is the time to say Chatzos, but after that, between them, not. But Noegim Al Pi Kabbalah, Sevrim Shetarik Lachum Tamed. The people who Noeg Al Pi Kabbalah, they hold you always say Tikkun Chatzos. Okay, I'll come upon it. Thank you. Chaburus Nevchabru Yachad Loimer Tikkun Chatzos, Betzibur Ein Lemunim. It's not wrong to say, even though I guess it could be something that should be done privately because of it's a big madrega and the person doesn't want to show off, but it's not a problem to do it Betzibur. Vadrabah Barabam Hajjus Melech, it's a mila to do Betzibur. And if they're doing it b'tzibur, v'tav yoyseh shiyamru as a tikkun b'beis ha'knesset, it's better to say it in the actual shul, mi shiyamru b'cheder ha'samuchloi, as opposed to saying it in like a side room or something in the shul, but say it in the shul proper. The beis ha'knesset is kaddish tvei, because the beis ha'knesset has more kedusha, so that's also a ma'ila, he'll be more in his kabul. V'gam shiyu mi'asar ha'rishayinim, and also if he says it in the shul, he'll be from the first 10 people in the shul, which is terrific. V'tarek b'yichud li'izayr ma'oid ma'oid misichas chulin b'ni'uram b'layla, that we shouldn't have Yatzav Chara b'Avseida. He's gonna lose out this maila of saying the tefillas and the tikkun of Tikkun Chatzos if he's gonna be schmoozing in the middle of the night. That's already the second time in two nights that we had a warning about schmoozing. You see, schmoozing is a very serious offense over here. Yeah. That is Madriga. That's Madriga. They used to get up in groups and say, yeah, amazing. Fine. But now what are we up to? So this is nuts. Okay, Alvai, we should do this even once a year. Yeah, but Vitarik Biyichud, yeah, we said this, period. Okay, now, this could be more Nogeya to us. We said before in the Ramah, after the Mechaber, in the very beginning, the Mechaber said that we have to get up like an Ari, like a lion, and to wake up before dawn. And now we're talking about Tikkun Chatzos. Mama is getting up really early by midnight. So the Ramah started off before he started talking about Shivizi Hashem the Negdi Summit. He said, "Val kolpanim lo ya'aker zman atfilas atzibur mispalim." At the very least, he shouldn't put off the getting up later than the tzibur. In other words, a person has to dive in the tzibur, and that he shouldn't get up any later than that. And the Mishnah Berurah over there said that he shouldn't, not only should he not miss the Zman Tfilah, but he has to daven with the Tzibur. Now that we're coming back to that point, he's not able to get up quite so early, for one of two reasons. Either Machma Shuchalash Petivah, okay, some people are just not going to have the strength for it, they don't have the stamina, which could be as most of us as Zman as that. Or he knows that if he's going to get up early, Yishan Beis Hatafilah, he's going to end up falling asleep in the middle of davening. So either way, it's not kedai for a person to get up so early if it's going to either compromise his health or it's going to compromise his mitzvah, right? Because this is the optional tefillahs. Again, we want to keep our priorities straight, and we don't want to make the optional tefillahs so chashuv that they come at the expense of the obligatory tefillahs. So that's something a person has to be careful with. So now, such a person who is not capable of getting up so early, then mutav lishan kol tzarek. It's better that he should sleep enough to take care of himself. Umikal makom yiazar ma'oed lakum shah ulefachis chati shah kodem kriyas hashah mishlebeis hakenesis. So he should get up. This now is this is for us. Is nageya. If we're not getting up for chatzai, so how early should we be for shacharis? He says here, they used to have a kriyas hashamash, which means that somebody went up a veker. He went to go from door to door and wake people up to come to shul, right? So he says a person should be, and I guess misama they davened, you know, probably promptly after the veker came, you know, within the 15 minutes or half an hour after he came around, everybody gathered in the shul and then they started davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says that a person has to be up an hour, or at least a half an hour, before that shamash comes, means that he has time to take care of his morning business, and to get dressed and do all the things he needs to do in the morning before to be ready to come to shul when this person comes around, when the shamash comes to call everybody. So that definitely is relevant to us. You see, the Mishnah Berurah over here tells us that a person needs to have like a half an hour, an hour, to prepare himself for chakras. A person who's, you know, cutting a clothes and he's rolling out of bed and falling into chakras, and you know, he still has the creases from his pillow on his face when he comes into the base of midrash to daven. That's obviously not what the Mishnah Berurah holds is the proper way to behave. A person is supposed to give himself enough time that it to take care of his bodily needs and to get himself prepared to be able to daven with the tzibur. A lot of times people, they come late to Shacharis and they miss part of the forget about Karbanos, and they miss part of Pesukah Zimra, and then they end up having to use the bathroom in the middle. They're barely making it because they didn't get themselves prepared in time. The Mishnah says, no, a person has an obligation to have himself prepared in order to be able to daven with the tzibur like a mensch. Like, it's a very important point for us that at least all these high madrigas we've been speaking about, if that we can't do, but this we certainly could do. It's in our reach. So we should really make ourselves ready that we can daven with the tzibur like a mensch. Fine, okay, I think point is well taken. Let's go by two. Siv Katan Yud, now we're talking about this point still of being Meitzar and Doyeg, about the Chorban. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Meitzar, Shehei Meitzar, you should feel pain, you should feel hurt and upset about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. It should, when he does Taira and Tefillah, when a person is davening, he should be happy. It means that our kiyum mitzvahs should not be ba'asvahs. It seems that there is inin to be upset about the korban based on mikdash, but the kiyum mitzvahs, when a person's Isaac and ruchnias, so then forget, then that's the time to be besimcha. Yud Aleph, korban based on mikdash. Kasav Shla. The Shla Kaddish wrote that in general there's an inyan for a person to have reminders of the Churban Beis HaMikdash throughout the day. So Kasav Shla, Shabachol Suda, every meal that a person eats, Yoimar Al Nares Bavel. He should say Al Nares Bavel. Ube Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Vekein B'yamim Shein Oimrim B'am Takanun, or any day that we don't say Takanun, Yoimar Shir Al Malois B'shuv Hashem. So it could be a common practice today that people say Shabbos Suda, they sing Shir HaMalos, a whole bunch of different Nugunim for Shir HaMalos, but it could be that the other practice of the Shla Kaddish of saying Al Nara's Bavel is forgotten, and it's in the Sidurim, but I don't know if it's such a common practice today, but Al Kapanim, a person, it's a very good thing to say, that a person should have a way of a kaviyah if he eats every day, so Mimele, he'll have a way of remembering the Beis HaMikdash every day if he connects the two, that he has a reminder of the Beis HaMikdash every time he eats. Now, but the saying of the words, it's not a recital. V'he'ekar she'yeda makama. The main thing over here is the feeling, the remorse, and the pain, the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not just saying words. So that's not the ekar. V'akar kavana salev hein hadavarim. The main thing is the kavana that a person has. So it's not just about a nice nigun of Shir HaMalos. You have to think about the words also, B'shuv Hashem, Shiva Siyon, that's the Ikar. You have to think about what the idea of the words are. Now let's go further. We said that it's better a little bit of Takanunim with Kavana than a lot without Kavana. We said that's a klal in all areas of Torah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Aval im hamarbe kivein, yeah, if the person who's saying a lot, gamkein hamarbe tov yaiser, listen, if it's a choice of a little bit with the Kavana and a lot with Kavana, so then obviously a lot with Kavana is better. That wasn't the choice over here. The choice was a little bit with Kavana or a lot without Kavana. But definitely a lot with Kavana is preferable. But if the reason why he's not doing a lot with Kavana is because there's an oinus, he's not capable of doing more, whatever he has, a job or responsibilities or whatever oinus may be, and that's why he's not being marbe with kavana. Ve'inu yachol aharich, or yishu mishar ba'atmo yishim yarech lo yia yuchol lachavein, or if he knows himself that if he's going to try to do a lot, he's going to end up not having kavana. And the reason why he's mamayit is in order to say them with kavana, mamayit b'takanunim v'aymrim b'kavana, then that's when we say, echad amarbe v'echad amamit, u'vilvad she'chavein as liboy l'shamayim. Then we say there's no difference between the marbe and the mamit. It means he can't do more. If he could do more, then certainly he should do more. But if he can't do more, then we say that doing the little that he does is just as good as the marbe. Next of Livnei Hashem is Barach, k'moy oisoi sheyesh li panai. He's considered just like the person who has the free time, or marach b'takanunim b'kavana, and he's marach with his takanunim with kavana. Bal zeh sheninu, and about such a situation, we say, ekana marbe v'ekana mamid, doesn't matter a lot or a little. The main thing is kavana is l'shamayim. But this is certainly a nechama for those of us that don't have a time in the day to be learning all day long or to be davening all day long, and we feel like, I wish I just had more time to do avodas Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here that it's not really, the ikar is not how much you do. Avada, you should do as much as you can. But what you can't do more than that is not a taina. Hashem Yisbarach only expects from us what we're capable of doing and what we have the resources to do. And the main thing is that what we do quality. So if we're doing everything at the top quality we can with the resources that we have, so that's considered as just as good as somebody who may have more resources and is ostensibly doing more than us. But really, that if you're doing your top quality, that's just as good as his top quality, which may be more with his resources that he has. Now that was talking about tefillah, the same thing when it comes to limud ha'Torah. Ha'inyan Kain. It's the same idea. Ki akol talui lifnei Hashem yizbarach im oise kol asher b'koichoy la'asek. Because the all that matters to Hashem is that we're doing what we are capable of doing with the koiches that we have. So if we're using our full capacity of koiches, which halvai we should be doing such a thing, if we're using our koiches to their full capacity, that's all Hashem expects from us and nothing more than that. And if we're not using our full capacity, then that's going to be the complaint and the tibia on us, is why we weren't using our full capacity, not why we weren't doing like the other guy who had more opportunity or had more koiches or whatever it may be, right? So the expectation is on us what we could do, not what we can't do. Umishu bal tayre. Now, another question. We have a choice between tachanunim and tayre. So which one do we give priority? Mishu bal tayre. A person who's a bal tayre, he's a ben tayre, and he's able to learn a quality limud of shas and poiskim and depth of understanding. V'yesh le'lev v'havin v'lilmud. He has the ability to learn and understand. Yachol limnoya mileibar harbe techinais ubakashais. He is permitted to refrain from being marbe and techinas ubakashas, which means these extra tefillas that we have mentioned so far, or we're going to say later in Tif Dalet, in Tif Hey, the extra tefillas, not the, obviously the obligatory tefillas, but the extra tefillas, he is not obligated to say, because the Torah takes precedence. Abakashas hanitfasas besidurim, the princes of besidurim, b'toiv yoseshul yilmoid v'mkoyma. It would be better to learn. Fine, better to learn. Period. Now we're going to learn, we said before, it's an inyan to learn Mishnayos. There's Oisiyos Neshama, and also we said it's an inyan to learn the whole Torah. We're going to get a Sahara when we get to Shemayim. So we already got tonight a Chizik and Limud Mishnayos. Now we're getting a Chizik and Limud Musar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'tzarech Adam, which I think I understand the Mishnah Berurah correctly from the Chayyadam, that he quotes the Tzad Tzion. It's referring to every person, not only a Talmud Chacham. Certainly a Talmud Chacham we'll see in a second, but for every person is an obligation. Tzarech Adam, Likboya Loi Eis Lomloi Tzifrei Musar B'chol Yom. Person has an obligation to learn every single day Tzifrei Musar. Every person, obligation. Tzarech, he has a chiyuv to learn Tzifrei Musar every day B'chol Yom V'yom. Whether a little or a lot, he needs to be ma'orer his yiras shemayim every single day. The Chasam Sofer said about himself that he said every day that he didn't learn Musar, he felt a karirus in avodas Hashem. We can only imagine the gadol ador Chasam Sofer was gadol and yira and taira and all of Milas Midas Tevas, and he said about himself a karirus in avodas Hashem the days he wasn't zeicha to learn Musar. So a kol b'chomer for us who are mum is not even close to the when we learn the see when we're in the middle of learning the Sefer Musar, we don't come near his Yiras Shemayim when he cooled off. He felt a little bit of cooled off in his Avodas Hashem on the days he didn't learn Musar. So us, we certainly have to learn Musar every single day. And then a Talmud Chacham is also a Kol Shekein ki Gadol Mechaveray Yitzrei Gadol Mimena, that the bigger a person is, then the bigger their Yitzrei Hara is. So Talmud Chacham, the Berki Yosef says he's learning Torah, he's being Machadish, Kedushim, and he could come to Gaiva. So he also needs to learn Musar in order to make sure that he has Yiras Shemayim. The Tavlin Yitzhara Hu Teichachas Ma'amari Chazal. And the Tavlin, when Chazal say that the Torah is a Tavlin for the Yitzhara, so the Berki Yosef says he has a Masaira, that Tavlin for the Yitzhara is Musar. The Musar of Ma'amari Chazal, That's the tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. Now I want to read to you the Shaar Tzion says down here in the Ois Kavav, V'chai Adam Hilchos Yom HaKippurim wrote that it's even more of a chiyuv than Limud Mishnayos. That the Limud of Musa is even a bigger chiyuv than the Mishnayos. I want to read you just for the Tayelas HaInyan. I want to read you the Lashon of the Chai Adam. It's Mamish Kilurin Leinayim. It's enlightening. I wrote it here in my Mishnah Berurah, so I'll read it to you. He's talking about tshuva and Yom Kippur in the zman of Yom Kippur and the Seres Yimei Tshuva, and he's talking about the inyan of limud of Musar, and he says like this: Upshita shuchoyv gamur al kol adam shiyilmoid v'chol yoyim v'sifri hayira. It is a davar pashut that it's an absolute obligation on every person to learn every day Sefrei Yira. Imat v'im harbe, whether little or a lot, shehu yoyzer chiyuv koidem mikol limudai. It's a bigger priority than any of the other limudim that a person could do. V'afilu im yizbatol ayideze milimud perek mishnayos or shar limud, even if it means that it's going to be at the expense of learning, if he has a kviyas every day he learns a chapter of mishnayos or other limud he has, that this takes a priority. Ki ma Hashem alekecha mevakesh mimcha. What does Hashem want from you? Ki him liyira. Hashem wants yira shemayim liyira yisoy. Because he isa b'mishna perkiyavos. He says like this: im en yira en tyra. If a person doesn't have yira, he doesn't have tyra. There's a beautiful explanation of this. What does it mean? If he doesn't have yira, he doesn't have tyra. Says the chayyada: ki ma toyo lo ha'tyra im en daita lekayim. What's the Torah that he learns worth if he's not planning on doing it? If he's not planning on doing what's an Hashem, what's an Eved Hashem? He's reading the Torah, he learns the instructions, and he doesn't keep them. He doesn't do anything. So if he's missing the Yiras Shemayim, if he doesn't have the motivation, the musa, to give him the kick, to go, to do, to be Mekayim, to push him into what is Hashem, so then what's it worth, the limud that he's doing? However, let's not be satisfied just learning the Sefer Musa the whole day long. It's also no good. A person has to have limud ha-musa, and also he has to have the limud of halacha, l'maisa. He's got to know what to do. Because yira alone is also no good. Im eino leimed ha-tayra, ki im eino yodea ma'lasa, is ma'toyo lo ha-yira. What good is it going to do for him? If he's learning the Yira, he's mamish, he's on fire, he's full of Yira Shemayim, but he doesn't know a single halacha in the Torah. He doesn't know what to do. So then it doesn't help him all his Yira Shemayim, right? It's great. I mean, he's a big Yira Shemayim, terrific, but he doesn't know what to do. He's a Mechal Shabbos, a Yira Shemayim and a Mechal Shabbos at the same time. Terrific. But that's not good enough. Kidiz Hashamim b'mizna, like it says in the Mishnah, im ein Taira, ein Yira. If there's no Taira, then there's no Yira. What's that mean? Ratzal Omar, ein Yira Tzikulum. His Yira is worthless. He's afraid of being over on the Ratzon Hashem. He doesn't know what the Ratzon Hashem is. So you need both together. Im ein Yira ein Torah. If he doesn't have Yira, then his Torah is not worth anything. Because what's Lima? What's Torah without Yira Shemayim, without wanting to be Mekayim the Torah? And the other way, im ein Yira ein Yira. What's his Yira worth if he doesn't know what to do? If he doesn't practically know how to be to keep the Ratzon Hashem? Hagam, I say, says a very powerful thing. You have to hear this. Hagam shebavada yoter toiv kasher yia adam yerei shemayim avshu am haaretz. It would be better for a person. I don't know if I can say this in public. It'd be better for a person to be a yerei shemayim, even though he's an am haaretz. Yoser v'yoser toiv miwamden ve'en lo yira. Yoser v'yoser toiv than a wamden without yira. Okay, I said it in public. It's a chayadam. It's better, I'll say it again. You can imagine this? He says it's better to be on the highest as the Yerei Shemayim than a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is maybe not the right word. A Lamdan, a guy who can learn, but he doesn't have any Yerei Shemayim. He's not Mekayim. You know, he can talk and he can throw around a Rasba, whatever, but he's not he has no Yerei Shemayim. He's not Mekayim. Better, it says, to be on the highest with Yerei Shemayim. Meridik. Like it says in Mishli, Toiv Rash Hoylech Besumoy Meikesh Sfasav. It's better to be a Rash. It's better to be a poor man who just goes with his tamimus, with sincerity, than an Ikesh, than a person who's crooked, with crooked lips. Explain. But it's Lomar. Toiv Rash B'Toyra. It'd be better to be impoverished in Toyra. He doesn't know anything. He's Amart. But he's an honest person, a good-meaning person, and he tries to do the right thing. Miloimei Taira, than a person who learns Taira below Yira. He learns Taira without Yira Shemayim. Shenikra Taira Sayrak Ikshus Peh. That his Taira doesn't have the din of Taira, it has a din of Ikshus Peh. It's just a deception. It's crooked words, a twisted mouth. Wow. So Al-Kapanim, the Chayadim gave us a Starka Musa over here. We got to learn Musa every day. You have to have Yira Shemayim. You have to learn Halacha L'maase. You got to know. So we're ready to go. Our Mishnah Berurah Seder just got a Chizuk from the Chayadim. Let's go by it. Sif Hey. Toiv Loimar Parshas Akeda. We're talking still about this person who got up early. We're giving suggestions what he's supposed to do in all this time. He got up, he's got 6 hours to spend in Avodas Hashem. So what's he going to do? He should say the Parshas Akeda, Parshas Amon, Aseres Adibroit, and now he's going to say also Karbanos. Now this is not the Karbanos we have in the Siddur. This is Karbanos, the Parshas Vayikra. It's mamish the whole Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Oila, Mincha, Shlomim, Chatas Ve'asham. And he should bring Karbanos. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. V'davka b'yachid mutter loymar aseres adibrois. We're talking about a yachid who got up early in the morning. Only b'yichidus, a yachid is allowed to say aseres adibrois b'chol yoyim every single day. Avol aser la'aymram b'tzibur. We're not allowed to be koyveya the aseres adibrois as a part of davening in the tzibur. And they don't even print it in the siddur anymore. But al-Kapanim, that's something we don't say. But Sibur, if a person wants to say it, he can say it on his own. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The things that are good to say over here. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Parshas HaKedah, it's a good thing to say the HaKedah. Kedem Parshas HaKarbanais. It's a time to say the HaKedah is before the Karbanais. Yachol Leimar Parshas HaKedah, Parshas HaMan, Afil B'Shabbos. You can say it on Shabbos if you want. Vendai Bamira, the main thing is, again, not the Amira, the main thing is that he's blaming us, the Kavana, Elash, he's blaming, Mashnu Oimei, he should think about what he's saying, the Yakir Niflois Hashem, he should be Makir, the Niflois Hashem, Vakain Masha Amru, Bagamara, also Chazal said, Kol Ha'imer Tila David, Gimel Pamim Biyom, we say Ashrei 3 times a day, and Chazal say, Yemuvtach Loi, Shuben Elam Haba, which is amazing. Promise, because I'll say that he's a Ben Olam Haba for saying Ashrei. So unfortunately, it's a Kois Va'Aliyaba. It's only Ba'ofen Zeh, Gamkin Ba'ofen Zeh. You say it with Kavana, then it's Ben Olam Haba. If you say it blah 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 blah, you know, out of habit, you don't even realize that you say it, and you're finished before you realize you started. That unfortunately is not a Muvtach that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Maybe he gets some kind of a scar for the Amuna. For the mitzvah sanashim ilamada, whatever it's worth, but al-kapanim, the muftach shehu ben olam haba, says the Mishnah Berurah, is only for a person who's mizbainin, and he thinks about what he's saying. V'tam amir is called that. Why is it we say all these things? Ki parshas akeda, the reason we say the akeda, kedei lizkor z'chus aveis b'chol yom. That's z'chus aveis. V'gam kedei lachnia yitra, and also for a person to think, wow, that's an eved Hashem. That's what I'm supposed to do, is give up everything. K'may Shemasa Yitzchak, Navshalik, Yitzchak gave up his life for Hashem. Parshas Aman, why do we say Parshas Aman? Also two things. K'day Shiyamin, Shekol Mezenaisav, Boyin Bashgacha Pratis, that a person should realize his Mezenas comes Bashgacha Pratis. He shouldn't think that his business is because he's a smart guy. Yechziv, Amarbe, Lehediv, it says in the Parshas Aman, imagine all the establishments a person can make, if he picked more Aman, he didn't get any extra. But Mamid, if he picked less, he wasn't missing anything. That teaches us a powerful lesson. In that a person makes extra hishtablus, he doesn't gain anything whatsoever. He can have the same parnasa whether he does the extra hishtablus or not. Visa Birshalmi, the other reason to say the parshas Aman is because it says in Yerushalmi in Bracha, it's called Oimer Parshas Aman Muvtach Loi Shlo Yismatum is a nice of it. It's a school for parnasa. Aseret Adibreis, why do we say the Aseret Adibreis? Kedei Sheyizkar B'chol Yoyim Maimed Har Sinai, we should remember the Maimed Har Sinai, V'yizchazek Emunasei B'Hashem, and that will be Mechazek as Emun and Hashem. Uparshas Karbanos, the reason why we say the Parsha of Karbanos, Damrinin B'Menachos, the Gemara says in Menachos, Zayis Teres Achatas, Teres Achatas, we just had, Kol Ha'Oisek B'Teres Chatas, Kilo Hikrav Chatas. And we're Oisek, when we learn the Indian, the Parshas of the Chatas, so it's kilu remakir v'chatas. I think we have to stop here. Yeah? Yeah, stop here, and we'll continue.